Watson Hall presents. Wartstock 2026. Honeymoon in Hell. With Nick Marsh as the keeper of arcane lore.
Right, you are on a flaming boat. Swirling down the line, careening unmanned.
There isn't a strong current at all, is there?
No, but you are.
And we're not turning over the slides and strumming us, so careening is really not a thing.
Well, you are drifting, shall we say, down the
Everglades.
Down the Everglades. Mm. What are you doing?
Is there still a crocodile person?
So the crocodile person you were fighting heard the death howl of one in the corridor, another one in the corridor, and seemed to turn and run back up the stairs.
Right, I'm going to follow it.
Okay.
Well, probably should, because it's fine.
I'm going to stop, turn around, and try to get that fire axe out. Mm. I don't know what a fire axe does, but it's a fire axe. So presumably if there's a fire, I do something with a fire axe.
Cut the fire off.
Yeah, you chop the fire up.
Exactly.
You spend a few moments releasing the fire axe.
I'll use Graham as a fulcrum.
I will look down the corridor. What do I see?
Down the corridor, there's everyone except Lucy.
Lucy?
Standing in the corridor over the corpses of two alligator creatures.
I look very horrified.
Lucy!
I'm not playing them.
I'll guess her.
Please. it's okay, Lucy. They've been dealt with.
Neutralized.
So it's okay, honey. It's okay.
Give her a good slap.
When it's my action.
Yeah. I'm not there.
Boat's on fire. One way or another, you'll quiet
down. To be fair, you can't hear that much of it because I'm under the clothes. Mind you, they're probably quite thin sheets.
Yeah, so it's not like a thick woolen blanket.
Yeah.
Thick woolen blankets actually are what we need. We can drip them over the sides into the water and then try and thrash out the fire.
Now,
the rain will probably help, I suspect.
The rain is starting to put the fire out. It's already coming out. But as you're standing up on deck and the boat drifting, there is a kind of noise. Kind of a
running aground noise.
Kind of
it
noise.
Won't be rock, but it might be.
Sound,
well, it might
I
be
bet.
Rock.
It might be
some
trees.
Some kind of scraping noise underneath you.
Luckily, this is a rental boat. thank God we don't
think we're getting our deposit back.
Well, maybe we should stop it from actually burning down to the waterline.
It does seem to be going out. So
right, well, we'll head up and get on deck and stamp out any flames that don't seem to be based in a puddle
of
petrol.
As you're doing that,
shoo it overside.
As Norma.
Yeah, I will go and find Lucy and treat her like a hysterical trauma patient, i.e. slap her until she stops screaming.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that
it's genuine 1950s medical practice.
I'm glad that we have the professionals to deal with it.
Yes, okay. You are brought out of your...
Basically, get her back to being able to see things and then explain what's going on.
Yeah. The compassionate right hand of medical care.
No need to panic. The alligator men have been killed and the fire is going out.
Yeah.
And we're sinking.
Can we get those guns now that we were talking about?
So the key to the bone has been left in the ignition, I'm afraid.
Thank goodness the alligator man would have been intelligent enough to take that out.
Well, that would be up in the wheelhouse.
Which is good, because that's,
that's at the other end.
That's just above the galley.
Yeah, okay. Right, so, yeah, the keys are there, go on. You can get it yourself.
Graham, you come with me?
I will certainly come with you.
He says, wiggling the drink.
In the gun cabinet, there are
And while you're up there, could you steer us off the rocks? Just a thought, since the key is in apparently...
While you're going up, you notice that the boat is listing somewhat. You're still drifting in a tilted fashion.
Steer towards the bank.
Should the boat be kind of not... kind of sinking a bit?
Probably a flat tire.
I'll come and have a look.
The boat has been holed in some way. So, I mean, it's nowhere deep enough that you're going to, you're not going to submerge, but you may stop moving at some point as the boat stops being a boat.
Yeah.
There are a couple of double-barrel shotguns in the wheelhouse.
Does the boat have a flare gun? Just asking.
Let's have a luck roll.
86. Help machine guns, just like the ones we used in the war.
Yes, there is, you haven't seen it.
That's a damn shame. I was just about to say, the very pistol we're looking for. Thank you.
So a shotgun, basically, at which point Lucy, who has been completely and utterly useless up until now, breaks it open, checks it, checks down the barrels, basically puts in a couple of shells, clicks up.
I nod approvingly.
It's a slight of use you haven't seen before.
Slightly perplexed by this.
She knows exactly what she's doing. Really knows what she's doing. Hmm.
Well, it's good she's got something to concentrate on rather than being hysterical.
Where did you say those things were?
She
starts panning around.
Now, Robert, as you are up in the wheelhouse, looking ahead through the rain, which is just starting to clear a little bit, you see it's probably a jetty or something poking out into the water.
Well, we definitely want to get to it if we can.
Well, you're going to get to it whether you like it or not.
In a controlled manner?
Can you steer us?
Yeah,
you can
turn the wheel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we start up the engine?
No.
No, the engine is
too bad.
Not. The bits that aren't on fire are not on fire anymore.
But you could do a pilot boat.
And I don't think
basically
my mechanical
repair
will fix it. Do you want me to roll again for that?
Yes.
Controlling.
We actually want to hit sideways anyway, because there'll be mooring buoys. So.
It's been a long night. It's really difficult.
Things that go over the side of a boat.
Yeah.
Not a buoy. What are they called?
Anchor?
No.
Yes.
No, they're turned
that's not what
bender. Yeah. More than benders. That's the one I'm looking for.
I'll stop being the anchors. You try and kind of bring it round so you'll kind of bounce into the tires.
Yes.
You actually kind of scrape along the side. There's kind of a... crunchy noise.
Nobody panic.
Proper Galaxy Quest moment.
Yes. A bit of the jetty at the end collapses.
Oh, shit.
Now you can panic.
And the whole ship kind of lists to one side. Let's have dexterity checks from everyone who's up on the deck.
Dodge 5, is this?
Yes.
26.
Dodge 5.
15.
Yeah.
Or 34. That's
flawless.
Yeah,
no problem at all.
Okay, well, you almost have been expecting it. Nobody falls in. You're fine because you're up in the wheelhouse anyway. You come to a stop, kind of right on the edge of the jetty. There's a little mailbox, and it slumps onto the deck as you crash into it. Those of you on the deck see that it was labelled Dr. John Pellew, PhD.
Oh, thank goodness, civilization.
Maybe we can get in out of this rain.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should get my my paintings.
We should probably grab a few things if we can. I mean, I don't want to be intruding on this fellow with nothing.
Oh, but if we turn up with all of our clothes and things, that's a terrible intrusion.
There is an island ahead of you, sort of an open, clear area, and you can see a house with some lights on, a kind of old-style, like...
Over at the Frankenstein place.
a continent, not continental, what do I mean? Colonial style, not quite mansion, but reasonably sized house.
Hmm. He's not going to have enough spare clothes for all of us.
A shed.
No, we come back and get those once we've gone over and explained our situation. He may be able to help us mend the boat, perhaps. Can't be that badly damaged, can it?
Should I
look at the boat?
I mean, it
ain't.
Should all six of us go up, or should we just send...
Well, all right, why don't some of us start getting the suitcases packed and get those out.
All right.
Put them under a tarpaulin or something
on
the shore.
Perhaps we should keep a watch for these...
And then some of us go...
These creatures.
All right, Lucy, you keep that rifle on hand then. I'll go up, I'll introduce ourselves. Is anyone coming with me?
Well, you certainly shouldn't go alone. Should we go with you? I don't think... two unaccompanied women appearing at the door.
No, no, no. Rob's
a joke, sorry.
But why don't you, the three of you, go and make some productions and we'll
absolutely.
Salvage anything that we can from here.
Anything that will avoid me doing physical labour is...
A bottle of gin would be good, or the brandy. Particularly good brandy, that.
I think some of it's still more or less intact.
Makes a good weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, the whole island, or at least the bit that you can see, is surrounded by swampy mud, but this is quite a dry area. You pass by, looks like a few...
Is there a boathouse near this jetty?
There is, no, there's no boathouse. There's a small shed a bit off to your right, but it's really small.
Well, there's no boat.
You can hear a kind of humming from
more an outhouse than a boat.
There's a generator.
Okay, but there's no boat.
A generator?
There's no boat.
No boat.
Is it dark now?
Yes, it's middle of the night at this point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They should retrieve the flashlights.
The storm is starting to pass, so now it's just heavy rain.
Right, okay.
Well, get an overcoat and hats.
You're all pretty wet anyway.
I mean, I'm presuming we've got coats, though.
We've got decent coats, decent water boats. Yes.
So, basically, in the raincoats... I will want to put as many shells as I can fit in the pockets.
So this is a new sight that you haven't previously.
I don't really know one end of a shotgun from the other. Any of you?
Not that end.
No, not at all.
No. just bring it here, honey.
Okay.
The door opens to the house as you're walking across to it.
Oh, good. Yes.
Elderly, sworn gentleman peering out with a lantern.
Ahoy the house!
Hello there! Hello!
Ahoy!
Doctor,
tell you.
Who's there? What's going on?
We've just had a bit of trouble with the... Oh, I sound so good.
The boat.
We just had a little bit of trouble with the boat.
I'll be American. You can do that.
Oh, my God. a little trouble with our boat here.
Bloody Lainey's.
I've held this grudge since 17.
So sorry to impose, but do you think we could come in and use your telephone?
He kind of waves the lantern across him. He's like a very gaunt, elderly.
Tip my hat. mostly tip water off it.
Oh, good. And he looks concerned from
I'll smile.
His face. Oh, goodness. And then he looks out of the chair. Oh, goodness. Oh, you must come in, please.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, come in.
Well, thank you. Our compatriots are just bringing the luggage.
There's more of you.
Six.
Why, yes, said Gandalf.
Oh, six. Wonderful. Wonderful. Come in.
Thank you so much.
Is he grinning now?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
He's made far too much dinner, and he didn't know what he was going to do with leftovers.
Oh, we don't get a lot of visitors
around here.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, come in, what happened? And he starts ushering you in. He calls up to up the stairs to the name of the servant that I've forgotten.
Who's got a servant?
Who's got a servant?
Gorman Gus. The
man of a man of means.
Luther baby.
Sylvester! Father! Come down here! And there's a creak from the stairs, and an even older, kind of creakier man creaks down the stairs.
What is it, sir?
These poor folks have been caught out in the storm. Perhaps you could show them up to the guest room. We must dry your clothes. Goodness, come in, everyone, come in. I'm afraid we have no telephone, sir.
Well, a dry place to sleep.
Oh, of course. Everything you eat, please sit down.
We're just going to go get the rest of our...
Let us help you. We'll help you, Potter. Go and help.
You do have a regular pickup for the mail. We noticed have a mailbox.
Yes,
so will they be through tomorrow?
We get it weekly, so we're here in 4 days.
Oh, that's
four.
A... Perhaps if you have a boat, one of us can borrow.
We'll
get help.
We'll discuss it later. Everyone in from the rain, come along.
I'd very much like to.
Okay. Now let's take a look at your Potter. Take a look at the boat. Yes, sir.
There's been a fire.
There's been another one.
Okay, you are all ushered in to the house of Dr. Pelvey.
Right, we bring in the suitcases and obviously the art easel and
so
the
my
portfolio.
The case of gin, the other case of gin. What do you want to do with the bodies?
We shouldn't mention those.
Let's mention
them. Implied.
Yeah, I think it's just that his servant is going to notice them when he goes into the boat.
I will dissuade him from entering the boat.
Oh no, he's very adamant. He's going to.
You should probably throw those overboard anyway.
The police are going to
see. Oh, please no, sir.
Some alligators got onto the boat.
Alligators?
Yeah.
In this town.
After the great alligator shortage of 37.
I think we managed to finish him off. Please be careful because it's always possible. One of them still.
The alligators.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know alligators from Friday. You know,
tourists. He starts clambering down.
I attempt to give him a suitcase.
Sees a handbag and screams.
Oh, well, I'll get what else down here.
If he's going to insist, I'm not. I do my best to dissuade him, but I'm very charming. But he.
Let's have a charm roll. Let's see if you can.
Fast talk about alligators. That's pretty good, actually. 34 under 55.
All right.
Obviously, he rolled five casinos in one night.
grumble. Okay, he doesn't go down.
It's just some alligators. You're not interested in these alligators. These alligators, boy! These could be anybody's alligators.
I'm upset that there's a lot of alligator talk, but okay, I'll take this alligator skin suitcase.
Very fresh alligator skin suitcase.
It still has stuff inside.
did you count these on board?
Okay, the house itself, you enter through, was kind of almost like a greenhouse. There's sort of orchids and pitcher plants. Lots of exotic things. There's a few cupboards with probably got fishing gear and wet weather clothing, you reckon. And then into a giant colonial-style central hall, a big staircase, panelled in dark oak. Looks lovely. There's a big skylight and a giant chandelier. Please welcome to my home. I am Dr. Pelhew. It's delightful to meet you.
PhD.
PhD, that's correct. And who are all you?
Lieutenant Robert Preston.
Oh, Lieutenant.
And this is my lovely wife, Norma Preston.
Howdy, loser.
That's right. I see. Beautiful.
Alan Sikorsky and my wife, Glenda.
She's awesome. Wow, you were lucky guys.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, wow.
Brady, sir. Graham Brady. This is my wife, Lucy.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, you bitch.
Well, let's get you dried.
Short straw, huh?
Hey, I'm not a big guy, but
Because she's rich.
No, I'm quite small. So.
Okay, he leads you into a room off to the right. It's quite a comfortable lounge. Mm-hmm. There's stuff.
You have a beautiful home.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was built by the abolitionists back in the... Yeah, I've gone very camp. Mm. Back in the 50s there, the 1850s, that is.
Mm. As opposed to the future.
As opposed to the future.
I feel immediately at home, my natural environment.
Potter, dead. Take these people's clothes. Put them up to the rooms. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, we can just dry our clothes. Just lay them over the end of the bed. We'll sort that out.
Sure.
I'd like to keep my raincoat. I just really don't like all this rain. The raincoat is basically covering...
It's concealing
the shotgun.
Well, sure. What happened? Gosh. You're both...
Lightning hit the generator.
Oh, of course. Yeah, lightning. Yeah, we get that here. Yeah, lots of it.
Very sudden. And all the power went out, and then... You know, we hit something and then, you know, that must be when the alligators got on board.
And, of course, the lieutenant here can handle a boat.
To attack a boat. That's...
Once the boat caught fire, we really could do little
so
other
did
things.
Did you get a look at these creatures?
Creatures?
The alligators, I mean. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yes.
I mean, it wasn't exactly a first... I'll be honest, I'm just a regular guy, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
Some alligators on the boat, taking a look at the big ugly fellas is not my first priority.
Yeah, okay. Anything unusual about them?
They were alligators.
They were on the boat.
That was pretty weird.
That's crazy.
And then what with the fire and...
Iris, some mint juleps, but let's have some mint juleps.
Little late for me, thank you. It's been a bit of a shock. With a mint julep.
Yeah, I'll have one as well.
Who has a mint julep to warm up?
Never turn down some southern hospitality.
I'm just going to take Lucy upstairs. I think she needs to you know.
Sure, you
get want
to have something to drink?
I'll be down in a minute.
Well, Potter will show you up to your room.
Yeah, I will make sure Lucy.
It's very kind.
Take her upstairs and give her a chance to work out what she's doing with the shopper.
Lucy is going up, basically carrying the coat, and she'll thank everybody.
Oh, you're not goose stepping with one leg.
No. The coat is basically
every so often your leg explodes. Okay, you're led upstairs to a kind of a suite of rooms on one side. There's a bathroom in here. No bath in it. It's a toilet. We don't call it a toilet in this country. Bathroom, do we?
Yes, water closet.
Yeah.
Wow, very good. Yes.
Yeah, the closet for water. Yeah. Is that the way?
No,
yes,
it's the water closet.
It is the closet of water. That is what we Americans call it.
Well, maybe he's not.
Please, sir, avail yourself of the closet of water.
You go in this room. You could stay away from the rooms up to the. I've gone very Bronx for this thing.
Have you?
Yeah, I have, haven't I?
He's been drinking beer all afternoon, do you expect?
So you would stay there's a professor's, the doctor's personal...
Oh, we would dream of interfering with the gentleman's personal property, sir.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, sleep well.
Yeah.
Sleep with the fishes.
I'll be down in just a moment, you know, once I make sure Lucy's on.
Oh, you're up and down, huh? You want me to come back up?
No, I'll be down.
No, it's not trouble.
A very simple staircase, sir, no problem.
Yeah, right, you know the way?
Yeah, I got it, boss.
Okay.
Why do I suddenly feel like I'm in a mafia film?
Take the cannoli.
Downstairs, you offered mint juleps.
Delicious.
Oh, it's my mother's recipe. She's been dead for 50 years. She never lived here, though.
Well, what is
my
wife?
She prepared these mint juleps just 5 minutes.
They've just been waiting on the side with a cloth over them.
You were asking about some suspicious activity. Is that something that happens regularly around here?
What? What's suspicious?
You asked if there was something strange about the alligators.
Was there? Wow.
No.
What was it?
Well,
you asked us.
You asked us.
Did I?
Yep.
Well, it's late at night. It's late at night. I'm just wondering how they got on board. On board. That's peculiar behavior.
The boat was a little low in the water, I think.
Well, yeah, our boat sort of scant to the side. I mean, that must have been it.
More than one alligator.
Two or so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they were scared of the morning. I'll get Potter, get him off your boat.
We'll look at it in the morning, yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you gentlemen and ladies up too long. Why don't you head on up to bed?
That's very, very hospitable.
It's been a long
thank
day.
You,
forgive
me for turning down the drink, but my constitution, I'm afraid, can't handle hard liquor.
Potter's coming down the stairs as you approach. He sighs, turns back, goes back up the stairs.
This is Potter
and
Benson.
It leads you out. There's a closet for the
toilet, water.
For the wing.
The bathroom.
The wing closet.
The urination chamber.
The wing cubicle. This one's the piss box.
Yes. The miscellaneous chasm.
The toilet into which we do not pass solids.
The palace.
All there is the professor's quarters, you stay where you understand.
Actually, no, since you started talking very much like Sylvester Stallone, I'm understanding less and less.
Alright, sleep well.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're shown to your individual rooms.
Right, well, we'll wander in and... let's put a chair behind the door.
Do you actually mean individual rooms? Or
individual double rooms, so the couples are put in.
They may have separate beds in there, but you know.
That guy gave me the PBGs.
The willies.
So you get some peculiar folks out in these places.
I think we should put a chair behind the door.
Whatever you say, honey.
What the hell is that?
You're the one with the money.
I am holding.
He's with the shotgun.
I am the one holding the shotgun at the moment.
You're going to put it in the bed like a bolster between the two of
this side of the house.
No hanky panky tonight.
Once you turn the lights out, you do notice a light moving across from the house to the jetty.
Walking or?
Like
somebody holding a lantern.
Somebody's going to check on the boat.
Norma, someone's after our boat.
Well, there's not much of a boat at this point. I'll get Lucy.
Oh, well, I'm not going to let the two of you go out on your own. We're going to go check this out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
So we put our boots by the door.
Your boots are out downstairs. Those of you who had mint juleps, I'd like you to make a constitution by a 3 roll. So multiply your con by 3.
I think I was going to ask you for a chemistry roll.
0.
Just here.
5.
30, you're dead on 30.
Yes, you probably are.
38.
Okay, so no, you stand up.
Yep.
Rings.
Oh, Norma, I don't feel myself.
As much as I did before I was married.
I was going to say, now you're married, that's not a problem.
Yeah, I didn't trust those juleps.
Oh, I've got a bit of a headache as well.
You think you could still function, you're just not feeling quite...
No,
Get some rain water down here.
Yeah, okay.
It's the only water we can trust here.
Yeah, all right, let's go ahead.
Okay.
So I've got my handgun, I've got my flashlight.
Right.
Straight razor as well.
Okay. So you two commandos are planning to head out and head down to the boat.
Are you not going to tell anybody else?
I was going to A, tell the others, but also B, if we can get Lucy to come along.
Yeah, so I'm standing in the hallway and I'm letting Norma... Go
and knock Lucy.
Knock something like that.
Right,
yeah,
I realise this is the modern day, but we're not quite equipped for that yet.
She's actually Lucy and Graham are in the room right opposite you, so in the hallway, and then the next one down is Alan and Gertrude.
Glenda.
Thank you.
Is it Richard?
So you step out, it's quite dark out in the hallway. I'd like both of you two to make listen rolls, please.
Oh, I've got. Right.
Nope.
44 for 45.
Oh, okay. So, Norma doesn't notice anything. She knocks on the other door. You can hear the stairs creaking.
The stairs
creaking.
Somebody's corset was beginning to creak.
Somebody is coming up the stairs, but they're coming up the stairs in a way that indicates they'd rather no one knew they were coming up the stairs.
Like not carrying a lantern.
Yes, and moving very slowly and carefully.
So I just call out. I just say, hello, who's there?
The sound stops.
Hello?
And Lucy, well, everyone in the hall hears.
So like, now you hear me?
Hmm? Yeah.
Shouting, yeah.
What's all the shouting out there?
Yeah, I don't know. Open the door and have a look.
When that first
well, they've put a chair in there.
Is there like a hallway line?
I move, yeah, so I will move the chair so you have your hands free for the shotgun.
Yeah, there's a light you could turn on.
What a team.
I'd like to turn on the hallway light.
It's the new side of my wife,
you,
and I'm very nervous.
You cross and turn the light on. Okay, you see, pressed extremely unconvincingly against the wall, who presumably thinks he's hidden, is Potter. That was his hide roll. And
Potter the ninja.
I mean, it was working well in the dark. He'd done pretty well.
And he is pressed back against the wall like this. In his hand, he's holding something. You're out in the corridor as well, aren't you? Let's have a first aid roll. What is that? You can have first aid as well.
Yeah, 10 out of 55.
38 out of 30.
It looks, I've seen it before in the context of hospital. It is a syringe. And it is full of kind of a peculiar glowing green liquid.
You couldn't see that in the dark.
Well, it's glowing in the light. It's luminous, but not...
Right. More of a day glow type of thing. You've been actually...
Thank you.
Hey, fella. Rather than phosphorescence.
What do you got there?
I mean, he's absolutely sure he hasn't seen it, so he thinks you know.
Hey, buddy! Yeah, you. What are you doing
on the
over
stairs?
There?
He starts to run down the stairs.
Fuck with that.
Oh my god.
What's going on?
This is my fault for introducing the Goodfellas accent.
Yeah.
But
what's going on?
Alright, I'll open the door.
Long story, bring
all
Lucy.
Right.
Come.
Okay. Do I not remove my trousers at this point? Because I was about to get into bed.
I don't trust this place.
I'm going. I'll
somebody's
go
after,
your door.
Somebody's after our boat. And
Alan
Potter
Alan?
Over there.
After the boat?
After the boat. Somebody's out there with a flashlight looking at our boat. We were going to get just a couple of you to go have a look. And then Potter shows up. He's got a syringe in his hand.
No, you have a syringe.
More mint juleps.
Well,
sorry,
that's
a joke.
It was nice, the mint julep.
I didn't have one.
Mm. I did. It was nice.
A little bit slightly greenish.
Robert is. Okay, well, a bit startled, and you know, the light's not very good.
It's probably just
the
light. You alright?
I've got a headache.
I mean, the gills are coming.
Not surprised.
Probably they've got a lot of fumes from that the fire. The engine, you know.
I wouldn't have had that extra drink.
Regretting it now.
Potter scurried down the bottom of the stairs, and he's run into a door that was hitherto quite hard to see, almost like a hidden door under the hall, and then a bell starts ringing.
Oh my
what
god.
What is going on? I'm going to go down and get my boots.
We're getting downstairs.
I think I'm going to follow
shoes,
Potter,
I think,
but
You're following... Alright.
Alright. So what's everyone doing?
We're going hunting, why?
I'm going down the stairs, and I'm going to shove my feet into my boots.
Okay, you're getting your boots on.
Yep.
I'll stick with you.
Okay,
you'll see the correct strategy.
Shoes here, and I'll...
Yeah, I think we're all going to put
Oh, something to get dressed.
Well,
okay.
Footwear. So well, I'm to be fair, I've got my sou'wester on anyway.
Yeah, yeah, you're not.
You've got a sou'wester.
Particularly on stage.
It's probably sensible for the.
No,
for
you have not, but that'll be a different sort of film. Though it is the sort of film where the women are in quite revealing 90s.
Not well, the 1940s.
Well, no, we're on honeymoon. Not quite revealing. I mean, like, for the 1940s.
You can tell that they're supposed to be revealing.
We haven't. Has anyone actually got undressed for Bechdel? No. I don't think.
Not yet.
I did just see a thing proposing a new Bechdel test. If they made a porn parody of this film, would they need to invert more female characters?
well, obviously, Lucy's pretty dressed. The bell is ringing. You're getting your boots on.
How loud is this bell that's ringing?
It's not, like, deafening.
But it's in this part of the house that we can hear. It's not as if it's behind the wall.
You can hear it behind the wall.
It's not
but
outside.
But it's also ringing something upstairs.
Oh, is it ringing outside?
Probably. Oh, it sounds like it's coming from the front door as well.
Right, okay.
Now, we were told not to go into these other rooms. That's probably a good idea at this point.
What is going on, though? You said someone's gone to look at the boat?
Yeah.
What? I mean, there's nothing there.
Well, there's two bodies.
That's what Robert and I are going to check out.
Yes, well, perhaps we should come with you.
I think we should stick together.
I'll get that axe.
Lucy is basically now through that door at the bottom.
Somebody needs to go after Lucy.
I'll go. Lucy!
Team Mint Julep.
Yep.
All needs another con roll times three.
Zero three.
52.
They don't make naval officers like they used to, do they?
He doesn't drink enough, that's his problem.
Or drinks.
Okay, Rob, you're starting to feel quite sick.
I'm not having a problem.
Yeah, you're used to it. Norma, you're starting to feel the symptoms that Robert described to you. Just a bit. Nothing disastrous, you know, penalties, but you're just suddenly feeling a bit...
Lightheaded, sick feeling...
You're just slightly disconnected from the world, yes. You're not feeling sick yet, but a bit of a headache. Just odd. A bit wobbly.
Okay.
Yeah. A bit wobbly, Bob.
Is there some sort of, you know, stout umbrella, walking sticks, and all that I can grab as I follow Lucy?
There is a whole kind of a section of those.
Yeah,
there's some big walking stick.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'll be coming back downstairs having got the axe out of the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be better with this. I was useless.
I'll
take a stick. You don't want me? All right, I'll take the axe.
Well, take it anyway. We'll see if I need it.
So can't use an axe like a club?
Can I use an axe like a club?
Fire axe has got a spike out of the back, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think you'd use
so you can't really use it like a club very easily. I mean, you could swing it sideways, but...
you need something longer. You're used to swinging like a big, heavy fire axe.
A fire axe is about the length of actually a...
baseball bat.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, similarly.
Yeah.
It's short enough not to be a problem when you're moving around through doors and things, but it's big enough to get a swing.
Walking stick, you feel, and then someone else goes...
I've got the axe.
Okay.
We've got shoes, we've got weapons.
We've got coats.
All right, the bell is ringing, the lights are on down in the hall.
What can I see through the door?
So you've gone to the door.
I've gone to that door that...
Potter had gone through.
Yes, exactly, I'm following him.
And I'm following Lucy.
Okay, you two, there are stairs leading down.
Okay.
Into what looks like a wine cellar with a thick wooden reinforced door with iron bands at the bottom.
Is the door open?
Let's have a look roll to see if Potter managed to shut it.
Just to warn you, I am my one stat that's decent is POW, it's 18. 34 under 90.
So, yes, it's just slightly... swinging. It looks like he tried to shut it in a hurry, but didn't succeed.
Be careful, then. Push it open with the shotgun.
Okay. It's dark down there. Have you got a flashlight, maybe?
Oh, go get a light, honey.
Yes, honey. Scamper upstairs.
Upstairs, what are the rest of you doing?
There's one in our luggage.
Obviously, we can steal a lantern as
well. No, well, we've still got the battery flashlight, it's probably on that. I think the rest of us were heading out to the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's general,
okay.
What's happening there?
So the other four of you are heading out to the front.
When we get line of sight on the boat, can we see a lantern moving around anywhere?
So you open the front door. The rain has more or less stopped now. It's still a little windy. It's a bit wet.
I should have got my coat. Never mind.
It's pretty warm, though. It's not cold. And you have dried off a bit. You can see the shadow of the boat listing against the jetty. There is a... On the jetty, there is the body of one of the alligator men that has been half dragged off the boat onto the pier.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lantern next to that, which is why you can see it, just sort of on the floor, and there's no one else there.
Right. I'm going to pick up that lantern. Have you got a light source with you?
A little way across.
I have a mini flashlight.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you, since you're just a little unsteady on your feet, stay here on dry land, as it were.
Yeah.
I'll take that lantern
and
go onto the boat.
Okay. You suddenly desperately need a pee.
Piss box is upstairs.
Next to the micturation chamber.
And the whittle chest.
We're going to go soon.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Mm.
And you've got to be able to drive.
I do have to be able to drive, hence why I've stopped drinking the wine.
Nice wine.
Do you want to dip into the pies now then? Or do you want to save it for tomorrow morning? Or
save it for tomorrow if that's okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Save it for tomorrow, I think.
Well, you can have some if you
want.
I've got
I'll just
get indigestion.
No, no, it's pretty late.
Okay.
Thank you. I know where all of you live if there's no pie tomorrow.
I'm impressed you're still going, though, John.
Drugs.
Mm. Yeah.
And the healing power of ukulele is all that can save me now.
It was a real pleasure.
I enjoyed that, but I can't believe the neighbour thanked us for stopping.
She might not have done.
I'm pretty sure. They
she
really...
thanked us when we stopped.
Exactly.
Because you couldn't hear her before.
Yes.
But
yeah, she didn't want to interrupt.
We weren't continuous. She could have shouted over or applauded at any moment.
Maybe she didn't
want
to. Actually do that.
We're in the mood. Interrupt.
Because you were obviously all having fun and she thought... She said something, you might stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded good down here, didn't
it?
Saying
it, yeah.
You know,
you
should have recognised some of it.
I vaguely intended to, and then you finished.
Oh.
And then having taken care of that...
Yes.
We threw the body of the last cultist into the fireplace.
Oh, right, okay, well...
Yeah.
The doctor's going to be that killer, isn't it?
Surely not. Surely not.
Something strange going on.
I think
it's
going to be that plausible girl's going to be the psycho.
How to make herself vomit.
Is she in a red coat?
She would, absolutely.
Donald Sutherland,
yes.
Anyway.
So since we don't seem to be in immediate peril, she's going to do that.
Let's have a first aid roll.
Fair enough. My first aid is that. Yes.
Okay, Norma does some peculiar thing with her hand and her throat, and
just get it rid of that drillet.
Basically, she just basically sticks her finger down her throat and up he comes.
And because she's up 17, she does it gracefully.
just dabs the corner of her mouth.
You're also aware how helpful it'll be. Very much depends on how quickly this stuff was.
It should have been sooner, but it's better than nothing.
Yes. What was your last roll on your mint julep?
07.
Okay, you don't need to roll that.
5, 3, 7 have been my rolls for my constitution.
Okay.
You're supposed to be rolling two dice.
I think scarier things than this for fun.
Yeah, and not just the VAs.
So, the party outside...
0-7.
Norma has leant down to make a thumbstick. You're walking across to get the lantern.
Yeah, I'm going to get the lantern
and
then step towards the boat.
Okay, and what are you doing, Robert?
I'm swaggering back and forth, and I've got my handgun handy. I need it.
Okay, that's entirely encouraging.
I've surrendered my flashlight over to Alan.
Okay, yes.
So I'm sort of keeping a lookout outside, kind of looking back and forth between the house and the boat.
Okay, that's fine. So you get to the... what are you doing, Gladys?
Following. Well, I was following Alan, but he's gone to get the flashlight, so I'm keeping an eye on the boat.
Okay.
Well, I was getting a picking of the lantern.
The lantern.
So that I had a light.
Glenda. I know it's G something.
Wow. Grace.
Glenda.
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 Ghibli.
Glenda.
Ali G.
Okay. You take a step towards the boat. There is a kind of a weird keening noise. It sounds a little bit, and it's coming off from the left of where you are.
From the boat or off
no,
the boat?
No, off into the forested part of the island.
Okay.
And it sounds something a bit like the noise the alligator creature made.
They're coming back.
When it died. Not quite the same. It sounds a bit more artificial.
And more mechanical. It's very attractive. Sorry, that was creepy. Well, I think it was meant to be creepy, but you're right.
There's something about it that's compelling.
This mechanical sound.
Yes. Well, it's up to you, but you feel a pull towards it.
Okay, alright.
You feel a slight pull, Norma. That you are busy throwing up.
Where's the sound coming from?
Down in the forest, further back.
Further back, away from the boat, away from the house.
Yes, behind the house, in the sort of forested area behind the house. You're not compelled, but you are aware that there's something within you that is compelled by it.
Is it worth doing a listen roll?
Well, I think you can hear it.
Probably wouldn't
get any more information.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to follow it, but I am distracted.
Yes.
And looking more there than the boat.
And those of you around will notice that Robert seems quite more distracted than the rest of you.
Right, obviously looking to see where it's coming from, though.
Yeah.
Turned in that direction.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll look around or reach for the lantern.
Norma is throwing up next.
Thank God they've got our backs.
You okay, Norma?
Yeah, be fine now.
Problem?
No, I think that julep was a little on the potent side.
And a speedboat she passed.
very fast alligator.
It's a 5-mile-an-hour limit.
Down in the cellar. There's a wine cellar.
So I have rushed up.
Oh, you've rushed back
get
up.
Some kind of light source from above the top of the stairs.
Okay.
Is there something here that I can pick up, or do I need to go and rummage for that flashlight that was mentioned?
You'll probably have to run up and rummage for the flashlight. There aren't flashlights lying around here.
I was thinking it might be a candle or something. But yeah, I will go up to the bedroom. Rummage.
Okay, takes you a little while.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, Lucy, what are you doing? There's a wine cellar.
I'm basically just stood at the door, looking in. I can see that this is the heavy door on the other side, isn't it?
So you've opened the heavy door.
Yeah.
Behind that, there's a wine cellar.
Yeah. I'm basically just trying to let my eyes adjust as I'm...
Okay, so you're just taking time to let it... Okay. All right.
I can't really go. I don't want to go into the dark. And...
Let's have a listen roll from you.
Okay.
77 over 25.
Alright, there are voices ahead of you, but you can't make anything out of them. Right, outside. You've picked up the lantern, you're heading towards the boat, this noise is set off.
Right, I'll look around behind. It seems to be in the distance, in the trees, you say?
Behind the house.
Behind the house.
Right, well, I better carry on with what we're doing here. Perhaps hurry it up a little bit. I'll head on board.
Okay.
You now have both light sources.
No, just the lantern.
Robert gave you the flashlight to go while you went to get the lantern.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want that back? Sorry, yes, have that back.
Yeah.
I'll just take the lantern because it's probably better for swinging in somebody's face.
Right, so there'll be some running back and forth with lanterns.
I'll just put the torch down on where I am. And
the flashlight?
Yes.
Okay, and then you head on to the boat.
Yeah, I'll go forward and get it.
Okay, Norma heads forward, picks up the flashlight. Let's have listen rolls for those who are outside.
Yeah, 71.
17.
Oh, oh, nice.
Yeah.
A complimentary pair.
Not a clue.
Yeah. 17 under 25. 32.
45.
Okay, you two both hear noises from the forest.
What sort of noises?
Moving amongst the undergrowth.
Something in the trees.
Yes.
Rummaging through the undergrowth.
Coming this way?
It's in the trees.
Getting louder.
Coming towards us. Something in the trees coming towards us.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I've got a gun. I point you at the trees. You've got a gun.
Yeah, all right. So, well, I'm not gonna shoot into black.
I have the flashlight. I will, if you give me a rough point, I will scan the flashlight across.
All right, I hear it sort of over there. He gestures towards the.
Yeah. Big noise.
You write your name with light.
Hey, very good.
Yep.
Is
it salty?
But yeah, okay, the flashlight point, there's green moving among the green.
That's well, it could be anything.
It's a walking tree.
Could be a buzzard.
Could be.
It's nighttime.
With a poncho on.
It's a little girl.
It could be a little girl. I'm not shooting a little girl.
You're probably not. Green no. Dress.
Not shoot well.
That's it. You regain a point of sanity.
Mary, is that you?
Showing some moral courage.
Oh, thank you.
Mary, is that you? Mary,
tactically inept, but morally fine.
You haven't lost any, but you show grit. You can go up to 99. To begin with. Down in the cellar.
I don't get an answer to my shout of Mary.
No.
Okay.
Worth a try.
Down in the cellar, you're hearing footsteps coming down the stairs. A bit of the wall ahead of you pivots up.
Whoa.
On the other side of the wall, it's probably 20 feet away from you, between the wine barrels. And an alligator creature clambers out.
Oh, it's an alligator, right? Okay. In which case, then, bang.
Open wide.
Though that 78, I'm afraid, is going to miss. Though I was aiming.
Pings into the wall against... it's not close enough to be, like, point blank.
Yeah.
And it launches forward. It's not at you yet, but it launches forward in a slithery, alligatory way.
Presumably, this is a double barrel.
Yes, you're running very good. Yes, it's
double barrel shot. Or it might be clipped. They quite often are.
This one is a double barrel.
Yeah.
Okay, you run down the steps. Let's have a quick dex roll from you as you're pelting down super fast.
72.
Dex times 5.
Yes.
Okay, you get to the bottom of the steps, you climb the light in. There is an alligator creature coming through the wall. You both now hear a scream from ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little girl's scream.
Shoot her, honey!
It's not come from the alligator creature. It's behind that.
Thank you for clarifying.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
The green in the trees is not a little girl in a dress. It is a mass of alligator creatures.
A mass of alligator creatures.
Well, it looks like a lot.
I'm definitely going to shoot into it. No, I'm not. How far away is
probably
it?
Scale,
they're probably about, I mean, it's past the house.
Yeah.
It's a good 100 feet away from you at the minute.
And you've just got a pistol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they coming towards us?
We know they're practically armor plated, so that range you probably don't want to waste it.
And then a public address system opens up. At the top of a mass.
Three tones. Heidi, hi.
Good morning, campers. These are your brothers. Do not fight them. You have taken the poison. You will join them soon enough. I've lost my accent now.
Is that doctor?
It was the doctor you had before.
He was Lithuanian all along.
Join them! Join them! They come to join you!
That means they're not going to attack us then, eh?
Apparently not.
So the boat was just a blind. I think we should get back to the house.
Back to the house, alright, yeah.
I've just probably heard a shotgun go off.
I don't know. We've got a way out. You're downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs.
Probably not.
With all that's going on here, I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Listen rolls, maybe?
Yeah, let's have listen rolls.
I mean, I got onto the boat and I've only really come back because of the tannoy.
Public address system is on.
59 over.
Other public address systems are available. Yes.
I don't know if they are in 19.
I heard nothing.
You are distracted.
11 or 25.
Oh, okay. You did hear something that you think may have been a shotgun blast from the house.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Come on, my dear. It is. I run back in your general direction and start waving forward.
Okay.
You can't run from your destiny.
So he's outside.
He must be able to see you because he notices...
Yeah.
That you are going in a different direction.
Where does it sound like it's coming
from?
Well,
it's would
coming
be running.
From the public address system.
Oh, I see.
Hang on. There was a shed.
Yeah.
With a generator in it.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's go to the shed.
Shed's quite near where we are, isn't it?
Yeah, you're probably 40 feet from this.
I'm going to swerve over to the shed.
Okay.
All right, you will turn towards the shed after a brief discussion.
Yeah.
Let's have a con. You need a con by 5 roll, Warner, because you've thrown up the poison. You need a con by 2 roll.
How about me?
No, you finished.
Yeah, made it, no worries. No, you like the stuff.
I'm fine, it's having a low effect.
Okay. It's starting to feel kind of...
Like your mouth's starting to elongate slightly.
Just...
Big pointy teeth. You
feel the core of your body.
These braces just don't seem to fit anymore.
You feel it in your...
core of the body.
You love Norma, but you love meat as well. And there's just...
Oh.
It's not that sort of film.
Also, titles just throw themselves into your path.
I'm just thinking this is a particularly appropriate scenario for a vegetarian GM to be running.
Yeah, thinking of... there is something weirdly comforting about these, that maybe you are part of it. Maybe you're all one glorious whole.
what a thing. If you could just separate that out for an MP3, that would be glorious itself. Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe... One glorious hole.
Again, you're not compelled to do anything, but it's let's have a sanity roll, because this is both useful and terrifying, both at once.
25.
It's like that time in Haiti.
Okay,
80.
All right.
So it's like Grace Jones circa 1985.
All right, so I seem incredibly distracted.
Yes.
And we're
she's
all the
one.
In
the sorry,
shed
he's the one.
Right?
Well,
the
so everyone said go to the shed.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't go to the house, but I've just realised there's a shed with electrical power in it.
You said he must be able to see us. You're like The shed's right there.
And it's clearly got electrical power, so maybe that's to do with the tannoy.
Mm. You turn towards that. Robert just kind of stops for a minute. And kind of
I'm not paying any attention to
peculiar...
Come on, hon.
Yeah, right.
Enormous love brings you back from the... I'm sorry to keep touching. I would touch another player.
Yes, you would.
Can we just... We can all say that that's a huge fib. The number of times. If it wasn't for the non-disclosure agreement, yeah, we'd have said something long ago.
I mean, the plague over the internet.
Well, that's why we have to play over the internet.
Legally required to stay more than 300 feet away from each other.
There is something very wrong with Robert. He's very distracted, but you can tell he's holding it together. He's coping, but you're worried.
To blave.
Down in the cellar, you feel a tremendous thirst, obviously. You grab one of the beers in the cellar. It's next to you.
I suppose I'll probably be doing that with hurling things at this crocodile.
Well, I've got a second barrel. Mm-hmm. So
not to mention bulging pockets.
Yes, not to mention the fact that I'm wearing the sou'wester, which is full of shotgun shells.
Okay, you get to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, double barrel. That's nice.
Yeah, kitchen touch. Was that my beer?
Yes.
Am I going to sully it?
Suit you, sir.
Well, I'll see how
this is a kitchen disco. You really have gone suit you, sir, you know.
Down in the cellar.
I'm sure it's fine, it just looks like that.
This thing is slithering you towards you. Double barreled, double hot tropical peachy.
Which one is that?
Just what you look for in a beer, isn't it?
Kitchen disco.
Kitchen disco.
Yeah.
As it says,
another
hazy on what an IPA
to try and avoid. Great, like this late night tonight.
Oh, that's all we bought them for him.
Yeah.
What have you tried? Have
quite
you had the?
Really.
Which ones have you had?
With Malice of Fork.
I think this is the first one of yours. I
have. Okay.
Yeah. My criteria were essentially, well, would I drink it?
No.
Right.
The thing is running across the wine cellar.
Okay. I actually want to. In which case, then. I want to hold the shot until I've until
you
I've
wait
got
until you see the yellows of its eyes.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. What are you doing, Graham?
So is she in the cellar such that I can get into the cellar?
I don't.
No, I'm in the I'm at the door.
Okay,
I'm at the door.
Sorry,
what are you
doing?
No,
basically, I just point the light at it.
Okay.
Bracer.
You
otherwise
wait.
I would fling some.
You're at point blank range, so you can now shoot with double skill.
Okay. So double skill. Is that right? Because my double skill would then turn me over 100.
Yeah,
you can still fuck up.
You can still fuck up.
Oh, yeah. So 52 under 50, under what would have been 55 or under 110.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
I think that's 2d6 if it's one half of a double barrel.
That sounds correct.
Yes, probably.
Might depend on the range, which in which case it would be 4.
Make it count.
Oh, yeah, it might be 4d6 if it's very close. Add up those two.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Keep rolling.
Roll
two
rolling.
More.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God!
Six.
Oh. Unbelievable.
So,
nine
damage on 4d6.
Yes, it was 4d6.
Oh, thank God.
Nine,
so, nine damage on 4d6. 1116.
Okay. It doesn't seem to take the full brunt of the blast. It's a good shot, but it leaps at you. Claws akimbo.
Can I try and thrust my...
It's quite slow.
Yeah. I'm going to try it, because I've got this walking stick. I'm going to literally stick it into its jaws, is the plan.
Okay.
And as you do, to fend off an animal.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
But between, like, the legs, or...
I'm size 7.
Okay, over her shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I'm man. Size 9. I'm not very much over her shoulder.
Okay.
But,
the midget twin.
Just, you know, thrusting forward.
Sorry, that was not...
Let's see. 09.
Okay, it is onto you. It snags on. It doesn't actually do it any damage.
No, this is the defensive.
You've not got kind of... alligator kebab, then.
A critical moment from there. Yeah.
I was aiming for
holding it off. It's kind of
okay.
Like a sort of alligator down, like a crocodile.
Well, basically, step back, break open the shotgun. Shells will pop out. Put two more shells in.
As cool as you like.
So you're reloading.
This she knows about.
This is what she's trained to do.
Shouldn't we run away, honey?
You're going to have such a conversation in the morning.
Oh yes.
You four are all running towards the shed at this point. You reload. The thing gets a chance to swipe at you. Its mouth's caught. You're still in front of Graham.
Yeah.
Seems entirely in keeping with Graham's. Oh my god, it actually managed to roll a hit. This is
bad
incredible.
Oh, there's a sudden turning point there. What with the three wands and everything?
It rakes its claws into your
Sou'wester.
Sou'wester.
Yeah.
Which gives you 1 point of armour. I think that's fair enough. Which is good because that was 7 damage off that. That's 10 damage.
10 in total?
Yeah.
I'm unconscious.
Okay. It rakes its claws. She just snaps the shotgun shut and then, with a cry, falls backwards.
Where's he?
I'm on 0.
Very much, have you?
Now's your moment.
You're first. The shotgun's on the floor. Lucy's on the floor.
Can I?
Only
pick
one
up
of
the
them is loaded.
Base for shotgun is 30.
It's got a dex of 7, so I think you probably are quick enough to.
And a walking stick in his mouth.
All right, pop. You're doing it with one arm.
No. If I can let go of the thing and it will stick in its jaws, ideally.
Long
enough for me to pick up the thing before it descends on the floor.
Before it kills you. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. A shotgun roll.
Point blank.
It is a point blank, so you're at double.
That's an 88.
Now you're not a natural with this.
No.
60 is double.
Base is 30, is it?
Yeah. So it's really good. I mean, it's one of the highest bases you can get.
It's very.
All right, well, thanks for making it so awkward for him. It's very hard to miss. I don't know how.
Okay. There's a horrible pause, the shotgun goes awry, and then the alligator monster looks at you. There is a brief moment, slightly embarrassed, and then we'll move on to you running to the shed. You get to the shed.
Right, fling the door open.
It's padlocked.
Hit it with the axe.
Yeah, I'm carrying a fire axe. I mean, in fact, not just hit it, it's got that pick on the other side for a reason. I'll just lever
so
the.
You're levering it. Well, that will do it. It just takes a moment to do it.
Right, and then fling the door open.
What are you doing? They're coming for you!
Ah!
There's no need!
Right.
Succumb to it!
Hang on, it's padlocked on the outside. Well, he's not in there then, is he?
No, but the generator probably is.
Yeah.
You could just power it down.
I'll do that. Well, it's probably that. I'm sure I'm going to face no repercussions from chopping through a power cable with a fire axe. It'll be a wooden. Well, yeah, maybe.
Yes, in hand grenade. So the padlock flies off, the door opens. Yes, inside there's a generator.
Right, has it got like a knife switch or.
Yeah, there's a big.
Oh, there's a, throw that then. I've always wanted to throw one of those switches.
A big kind of.
Yeah, you know, and things power down on the shields. And nobody notices.
Okay, all the lights go out. But the tannoy shuts off. The public address system shuts off. And there is listen rolls.
Listen rolls for everyone who's still called.
No.
91.
It is now quite dark apart from the lantern and the flashlight.
Yeah.
Great. Get to the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Head for the house.
Yeah. You've got another shot.
As it launches at you. Yes, but you've shot your shot. Now it's going to pop its monkey.
Oh, yes.
Attempt to dodge.
But not its clogs.
Yes, try and dodge.
No.
Okay.
So you come back and find the dead couple.
Oh dear.
12 damage.
You might survive. I don't know, do alligators play with dead things? Works for bears. Well.
Okay, you're not quite dead, you're unconscious.
You're on minus what, did you say?
Minus one.
Oh, yeah,
I took a damage earlier.
It's up to minus two.
Frying pan.
Yes, it's only a hand being set to the head with frying
pan. So I'm merely on zero.
Killed by a comedy staple.
Okay. You run back to the house, you hear another shotgun shell as you're opening the door.
Right, these things haven't intercepted us then, we're still ahead of them.
They are coming towards the house, coming from either side. You can see it's very dark.
Right.
You just get an impression of lots of movement.
Well, I don't know who's going to get to the house first, but please hold the door open, and then as soon as we're all in, we slam the door and bar it or wedge something behind it if there isn't a key available.
Okay, all right. There's the big cabinet that had the wellies in and the wet weather gear and the fishing gear right by the door.
That'll be. Yeah. Perfect. Tip that over.
Pull that over.
Yeah.
Okay. As you're doing that, there starts to be pounding and thudding noises.
I think he's upstairs and he was watching us from the window.
Yes,
upstairs.
He's got to be in those rooms we're not allowed in.
Yeah, but what about...
The door is swinging open at the bottom. And coming up...
Oh, they went down there, didn't they?
They went down into the cellar through a sort of concealed door.
We have to go get Lucy in.
Coming up from the cellar is one of those... crocodile creature.
Ah! I'll draw my handgun.
It's got blood on its claws.
Shocking.
And scraps of clothing.
It's killed them.
We didn't know them that well. I mean, honestly.
Right. At least they died together.
Fire my...
The way that I wanted to go.
Yeah, you can
give it a go. Come up.
No, but I think they were both sober.
16. That's a hit.
Great.
D10 damage. Doesn't seem too perturbed. It's a good shot.
To be fair, it has been hurt. It has been shot.
It is bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also slightly armour plated, isn't it?
Who had the other shotgun? I gave it to one of you.
I certainly don't have it. I've never had a.
I've never had a shotgun either.
You sure you gave it to someone?
I gave it to me.
No, there were two shotguns.
Yes, you gave one to me, and then you gave the other one to me.
Who wants this?
And basically, I think I left it in the the wheelhouse.
Oh, right,
that's unfortunate.
It is, since we've just been down there, and I'm not going back out.
Okay.
To be fair, you know where all the shells are.
Yeah,
brilliant. You want me to run out and get an unloaded shotgun?
It leaps across the landing towards you.
Right. Stand back and I'll charge and swing the axe overhead. And
at this point...
Thud it down, yes.
Nothing happens. Okay. Well, not nothing happens.
I'd like to race in and try and hit it.
Okay.
I will also try and hit it.
So you both charge in.
Yeah, I will join in that general melee.
Having learned my lesson, I'm going to do an overhead swing, because if I swing around, I'm going to kill everybody.
Okay, everyone make an attack roll. It's very slow.
I've got very little chance.
Miss, because they all charge in, you might hit one.
I miss.
Oh.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't.
Normal hit.
It's too risky.
It is a bit risky.
It's a shame.
Anyone hit?
Yep.
Okay.
No, because yellow's first.
And I have a damage bonus. But it's only 3 points total.
Okay. It's a meaty thud, but it doesn't seem too upset by it. It launches itself at... you.
Me? But I'm taking on this parquet flooring with a vengeance. Apparently, with that roll.
it hits you.
Ah. Can you dodge?
Yes. I mean, I'll try.
Yeah, give it a dodge.
Abort to dodge.
Abort to dodge. I've only got an 84, and I rolled 13.
You're a ninja.
Ninja boy.
Do I get a riposte?
No. You don't lose your next extension. Well, you do lose your next extension because you dodged.
Yeah, but it was a good one.
It was a good one, yeah.
Because I've got 84 in it.
You've got
84
dodge.
I've got 84 dodge. Turns out running away and dodging things are what I'm basically good at, and painting.
My
some of these skills are useful in this situation, and the other one is painting.
Running away and dodging is what got you through the war.
Yeah. My good skills are singing.
Spent the war in the
Hamptons. That's true, yes. You didn't do any pickpocketing.
Yeah, no, I have no useful skills.
You've got thinking as well.
You made us a lovely meal.
I did. In the film, I have a starring role.
People forget the Titanic had 5 lovely days of sailing where lots of people enjoyed themselves.
And then they all died.
Yeah.
Followed by numerous poor reviews on TripAdvisor.
Okay, back over to you.
Stomping?
There is crashing from the door behind you.
Oh. Piss on the door behind us. I'm going to try and hit it again with an axe. I've got to get there eventually.
What are you doing?
Same here.
Alright, so the gator feller has just...
Gator guy.
Yeah, close to who?
They're all kind of surrounding it, and it's like jumping from one to the other.
Thrashing around.
Yeah.
The
door behind you is being kind of battered. The cabinet is shaking.
Is it?
Ahead of you, the cellar door lies open, and the stairs look inviting.
I mean, they've had a gator attack. Can you perhaps give them some gator
aid? Okay, I'm going to run over to the cellar, and I'm going to flash my light down to see if I can...
Yes.
No, please carry on.
I'm going to flash my light down the cellar shaft.
You rush across to the shaft.
Yeah.
Take a good look.
Yeah.
There are the bodies of the Bradys down there. Mauled.
Is it
not beyond recognition? You can't really tell. They don't look very happy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So cool. I'm gonna
neither
run
of us are moving.
I'm gonna run down.
They probably okay.
Check,
you run down the
check
bodies.
Check their pulses.
Meanwhile, at the top.
What's your skill? What, a club? 45. That's more
like it.
Critical hit.
What did you get?
I've got a hit and a maximum damage.
Seven
points.
Okay, I'm pretty sure. Okay, you have to do 6 damage.
Without even doing the additional, I do 13.
Okay. that floor is not causing anyone any trouble anymore.
Well, it might be trying to walk over it.
And when you turn from defeating the floor, there is a messy...
Smear
of gator pulp.
Right. I think we should go up and check those rooms upstairs. Except it's dark. Has anyone got a light?
The Bradys are down there.
You get to the bottom of the stairs.
Excellent. Yeah.
They are both alive.
They're both alive. Okay,
yes.
So
not very well.
Okay.
And there's a shotgun
and
loads of shells.
And there is a shotgun
and a flashlight.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So should I do? Are they like bleeding profusely?
Your wife may have some skills in this regard.
All right, Norma.
Yeah.
Is her name Brady?
Yeah.
The Brady.
Yeah, the Bradys are down here. Quick.
The Brady bunch.
Not looking so great.
No, merely a couple.
Just like Guadalcanal.
The Brady pair.
Listen roll while you're down.
What?
Listen roll.
A listen roll, sure.
How's the door doing behind us?
20.
Not so well.
20 for 45.
We need
it's
to go upstairs.
Up.
We need to go upstairs
you,
now.
Sorry to touch you.
She like this all the time when we're not here. It's a bit odd, to be honest.
Well, I just...
You are allowed.
I'm
going
to
you
share me if you'd like.
What?
No,
but you're not
okay.
trying to get Shim's attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although I think you've got it now.
You hear the unmistakable sound of a child crying up ahead.
In the darkness.
Through, you look, when you look in, there's a wine cellar, and then there's a half-open secret door on a pivot. And ahead of that, you can see, because the torch is on the floor, the yeah. flashlight, you can see there's a corridor beyond, and it's coming from there.
Mm.
Well,
And then you hear,
shut up!
Shut up, you little brat.
Well, I'm most concerned with the Brady's right in front of me.
Okay.
Should I do a first aid roll while I'm waiting for Norma to come down?
The chances of you making it worse are very slim. So
good. Okay.
You picked up a bit from what
I'm
Norma
just trying said. To stop any excitement.
They're probably not getting worse, but you could maybe wake them up.
Wake them up?
Oh dear, just see what you can do.
Okay, well that's...
They die.
A 9.
0-9.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
For my 31st.
Oh, that's a fellow skin growth. Roll a d3. Who are you doing that on?
Ladies first.
Got an actual d3 if you want to roll that.
Look at that!
Wow. That and this, how many hit points will return?
3.
I'm on 3 hit points. Woohoo!
You are awakened by a rugged naval man. Crouching above
him. Looks slightly.
Oh, different. Robert! Oh,
by this time, Norma has come down the stairs.
Okay, great. So, I'll leave that.
And over to the.
Thank
lady.
God that was a one-off. We can leave it at the legend there.
You've seen what Norma does. You think so? You've yeah. stopped the bleeding. You've stabilised it.
Yeah, for one person.
For one person.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going to grab the shotgun.
Okay.
And I've got my own flashlight on me still, I think.
Yes. You started with a little torch, didn't you? No, you didn't. But you had a flashlight. Anyway.
You have one of the ones from the boat.
Yes.
So I have it again.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So I'm taking my flashlight and the shotgun I've picked off Lucy. And I've just taken a few extra shells from her... well-stuffed coat pockets.
Okay.
Raincoat pockets. And I'm going to head towards the screaming child.
Okay, sand. Lucy, you're getting groggily to your feet.
Oh.
Norma.
What a horrible experience. Where's my gun?
Let's have a first aid.
first drop. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Not quite 1/5, but a good roll.
A D3 hit points.
Oh, would you like the...
Well, since it's here, I mean, it would be rude not to.
If anyone needs a D5...
That's
a 1.
I am on okay. 0.
Sorry about
that. You do wake up. You are not in great shape.
Oh, Graham! Oh, honey, what have you done to you?
Who's it?
I'm here, my love. My sweet.
Get upstairs. He's in no condition.
Okay, start attempting to start.
Great bedside manner learners.
Glenda and Alan.
Oh, you remember my name.
Only because you're just changed it to me. you're running up the stairs?
Yes, absolutely, as long as we've got a light. I think you got a hold of a light and we were going to...
You had a lantern.
I had a lantern, yes, but I'm going to be carrying this...
I'll take the lantern, because I can use my walking stick one-handed, because, you know...
I'm expecting I'm going to have to... chop my way through the lock to get through these doors. It's plenty of time to lock the door.
So you go round the landing to the lab.
The lab.
The what?
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a large dog.
So let's try the first door. Apparently it's got some rooms out.
Well,
it's
just two doors, but it leads into one big room.
Okay, is it open?
That we're not allowed to go into.
Well, you can see there's a... Well, no, there is a small glass panel in the door.
Right.
But it is frosted, but you can see a light in there and someone in there.
Is it open?
And a strange green glow.
Okay.
It's not open.
Right.
It is very short.
Fire axe.
Yes, because he has a...
backup generator?
He has a lantern.
He has a lantern.
Okay.
With him.
Right, so I'm going to be chopping away at this door.
Okay.
I'm trying to take out the actual lock.
I'll use this! You hear from behind the door.
Yes, well, I'm going to use this.
I mean it!
So do I.
You don't know what you're dealing with.
That's true. Well, I've never used one of these things before in my life, but it's doing the job.
Robert.
Yes.
You rush through the corridor.
Yes.
I'm following up Robert, by the way.
You're also following Robert.
All right.
Dispose of my patience.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, these technical terms.
I'm nervous. Okay. There is a couple of doors on either side, and then a corridor leading into sort of an earthen tunnel. But the voices, a girl howls, "In here! In here!
Shut up, kid!"
I'm going towards.
Okay. So you turn around the corner. In one of the rooms, there is a little prison cell of some kind.
Okay.
And there is a girl, very mucky, in green dress. She's had her head shaved.
Oh.
And she's had, like, kind of, with marker, kind of a dotted line drawn around the top of her head. And she's being held up. There's the potter has got her up against him, like holding her up by her throat.
A meat shield.
Yes, and he's holding a poker.
Just a poker?
That's all he's got.
Okay.
He did have a syringe full of goo, but...
that's gone.
That's gone. Get away! Get away!
All right.
He's selling the hoard, you don't understand!
So, I...
Hey, wait. You got it, don't you? You got it!
I'm just going to lunge at him.
With?
With, I have my straight razor.
Oh my god.
Bloody hell.
So I'm going to try...
In the grand label.
I'm going to try and...
A little unexpected.
I'm going to try and wrestle the girl off of him.
Okay, so this is probably a...
First.
A grapple roll.
Oh,
God.
Let's try excellent. 20, great time to break 25. Those
out. Yeah.
Okay. 34.
So you lunge at him and
yep.
grab him.
Yep.
He jumps back out of the way and swings his poker down towards the back of your head.
Towards the back of my head?
Yeah.
So I reach up and I try to stop it.
Well, that means you'll get a dodge to get out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
But don't worry, because he's an inept moron. And he's, you knock him, and his poker kind of, he doesn't realise how close he is to the wall, so when he tries to swing it, it knocks against the wall and spins out of his hand.
Amazing.
And at that point...
The little girl kicks in the balls.
Elbows. delicate regions, and he doubles over.
Great.
And she runs forward to you. Miss!
No, sir.
Well, she can't see very much, dark.
Sorry, but
I'm
from
sorry.
The back... You're...
I haven't told you. Listen, I want this potter guy dead. So...
Paging Mr. Todd, Mr. Sweeney
you
Todd.
You feel quite angry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, Norma skids in the doorway.
Yes,
you.
Good.
The girl runs to Norma, who looks like the kind of person that you, a little girl, would like to run towards.
Only slightly covered in blood from the first aid I've been doing.
You still have a reassuring Doris Day,
and you're not carrying a straight razor.
you're app 17 anyway. I mean, everyone will want to run towards you.
Let's have a damage roll for the.
Come on, Manny, let's finish him off and get out of here.
D6 was it, or D6 plus something, or
plus your damage bonus.
Oh, okay, 3.
Okay. Chips fly out of there.
Oh, great.
I'm selling the hoard! They'll be coming! You'll all be changing soon! What are you two doing?
I'm going to kick
the brave.
I want to try and kick the door in.
Okay, let's have a damage roll.
Oh, I fail my kick roll.
Oh, you do. It's a door. You don't have to worry.
Oh, okay. Alright. 2d6.
2d6?
D6 plus
D6.
She's
a big girl.
So, a kick does a d6 and a fire axe does a d6.
Nine. I didn't make the rules.
Nine.
Okay.
I agree. I pull back for another swing, however.
The door explodes.
However, your wife basically just turns around and kicks the door like a ninja.
And it breaks at the weak spot where I've just...
Yeah. Well done. Well done, dear.
Inside...
Thank you, dear.
...is the doctor. He's got a glowing green syringe that he's holding threateningly against his neck.
Sorry, is this a Sheriff Bart moment?
I'll use it! You don't know what it'll do!
I know what this'll do.
Do you want to be found dead with a syringe in your neck looking ridiculous?
I don't know, I'm a Canadian. Your friends are lost. You will be soon.
I swing my walking stick at him. And obviously,
as you
it has reached.
Lunge towards him, he presses the syringe into his mouth.
Doesn't matter, I'll smack him on the head.
Okay. Let's have a combat roll.
33 on a 45.
Well, that's a hit. He's got 6 hit points.
He had 6 hit points.
He's dead. I only rolled the D8. And to make sure, I do 8 points of damage.
Wow, okay. Thugs to the ground.
Was this before or after he'd injected himself?
Well, he jabbed it into it, but he would need the other hand.
Yeah, and circulation will stop before then, so even if it's got some supernatural ability, it won't get into his system.
Well, there may be some... eventually, the syringe will diffuse into him, but as you've killed him,
let's
that's less...
pull that out.
And he drops to the floor, teeth flying.
You mean like a couple of his teeth are broken out? You mean like his dentures have flown across the room?
Free!
Oh, damn!
My saviour!
The Bradys.
Slowly climbing the stairs.
Yeah, I'm assisting poor Graham.
I think I'm assisting her.
Well, I suspect it's probably you, a kind of combination of the both, but I've got a minus 1d4 damage bonus, so.
Assistance is occurring.
We're sort of mutually leaning on
what
each other.
This has been such a bonding experience for
really
the two of
you. You get to the top of the stairs in time to
see the
cabinet against the door topple inwards.
Oh my god.
And the door starts to burst.
A scream that you have become far too familiar with comes from downstairs.
I fumble for whichever walking stick is left in the...
the depleting stick of walking stick. Okay, you grab a walking stick, just about pick it up. A horde of alligator men.
Is anything still broadcasting from up here? There was some sort of sound.
A microphone and a little...
Yeah, but I mean...
I mean, the room is full of vats of green liquid... Monkeys with their hands sewn onto their feet and their heads sewn on backwards. They're alive. And
they're alive?
Yes.
Just...
They're chittering. Not in a happy way.
You didn't need to mention that.
There's a monkey strapped to the table with an exposed brain, and there's kind of a gobbet of kind of pink goo that has been implanted into the brain.
Right. I'm more interested in... Is there anything that might be like radio transmitting equipment that I could start smashing up with an axe? Because that sound was clearly calling these things.
Well, you've turned off the generator, which has done that mostly anyway.
Okay, so...
but there is some radio.
But they're still trying to come in. I mean,
we could probably do it, actually using a radio transmitter to transmit, to say...
Can't do it.
For the love of God, help.
Can't do it.
Well, you've turned off the generator.
And put an axe through the radio transmitter, all that. But, you know, mainly turned off the generator.
No. Back in the cellar.
Yeah.
Potter is doubled up in agony. You are very angry.
I'm going to slit his throat.
Quite hungry.
You're
going to slit his throat?
Yeah.
Drink that blood.
I mean, you can. He's distracted. You're miniature. You can just lean under him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Warm, roll for it.
Pulsing.
I don't think. I'm doing it.
All right, yeah.
He's dead.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. So, all right, so we take the roll.
Sanity
roll. 87.
Not a pass, is it? You lose 3 sanity.
Okay.
And it all goes a bit red.
My vision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody's vision within spray range, I think.
You're not quite sure. You remember slitting the throat.
Yeah.
Then you... Yeah.
And
then what you don't remember, but what Norma sees, is you leaning down and lapping up the geyser of blood from the throat.
I am going to be actually trying to pull him back.
Okay, so he's kind of showering in the blood.
No.
Okay. There's another one of them behind you at the ground.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another Potter type.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm going to try and kill him too.
Okay.
And it's saying, come on, hon, let's get out of here.
It's saying, I'm going to kill you, you shitter.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it's an... Okay, I'm going to take my razor...
Straight razor and splash.
And turn around and swing.
Okay, do it.
It's usually at this point we get a critical hit rolled.
84.
Oh, no, you're blind with rage and blood.
Yeah.
Robert swings around. There was an expression on his face like you've not seen, but it's like animalistic. His pupils are wide, almost like elongated, like a crocodile or an alligator. He's snarling and he swings the razor at you.
What I would... Okay, so I don't need to dodge in this case. What I would like to do is grab him. I guess it would be a grapple.
Yeah.
But, in theory, in a reassuring way.
A reassuring grapple.
Yeah.
You're quite good at grappling. You're used to grappling patients. Yeah. You're better than most people.
I have slightly above base. 35, dead on.
All right. You treat him like an obstreperous... You grab him, pin him to the ground.
No, I treat him like an obstreperous husband.
Well, you wouldn't allow a patient to have a straight razor.
You grapple him and drop him to the ground. Let's have an int times five check from you, Robert.
If we have reassuring, that is the skill I would be using, but we don't.
I was going to give you an advantage because you're in love with this person. Your vision clears.
Yes.
The rage subsides. It's Norma.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. All right, let's get out of here then. Shall we?
Yes.
Back up the way we came. With the little girl.
Who I imagine is staring at this.
Going, actually, just...
Yeah, just leave me here.
I'll make my own way home.
It's okay, we're just married.
The Bradys.
That blood will wash.
At the top of the stairs, you've grabbed a walking stick. They are starting to spill into the hall.
Get upstairs, honey.
Okay, you're not sure you've got time even to get...
There's a blanket up there.
Okay. What, bait?
No, she can move at full speed. I can't.
Okay.
I will try and drag...
You've got very little time to do anything.
I'm trying to drag... Graham, because I'm not going to leave him on his own.
Wait, I suppose we could go back down and shut the door behind
through
us, potentially.
Well, no.
There was an earthen tunnel leading.
There are worse options.
Because we've just come up through the door, the secret door.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose ducking.
Yeah, okay. Actually, we'll go back through the door. Shut the door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You go back down the stairs. Shut the door.
Hmm.
To lock it.
But I do scream saying they're through the door.
The...
I'll look back over my shoulder.
Artistic couple.
Yes.
Okay. You have a...
Dead
not,
professor.
Not very well professor. Well, he's a doctor.
He's dead.
He's never minus two, isn't he? I think he's technically still alive.
Yeah, you were. If someone stabilised him...
Not when I could finish.
Well, he's stabilising with the flat of the axe.
Okay. Now he's dead.
Now he's stable.
Yes, he is in a stable.
Even like those monkeys, I think, I'll probably do it.
God, those poor
there
monkeys.
There was a ruckus downstairs. A crash. A scream that you've become quite familiar with.
That'd be Lucy.
I thought she was dead.
What are you doing with you?
5 minutes piece. Try to having bust our way in through the door, try and close the door and bar it with whatever we can.
There's lamp benches and things.
Yeah, all
lamp
that
benches,
kind of stuff.
You know, a cage full of screaming monkeys.
Is there another way out? Through the window onto a
veranda?
Up to the roof?
Yeah, sort of balcony or a sloping roof over a bay window.
There are two windows, they are not above anything, so it'd be a drop of about 15 feet.
Ooh, that's a bit far.
I can lower you, and you can drop about 6 or 8 at most.
And what about you?
Well, I'll climb down. I'll chop my way down with the axe.
Something is clambering up the stairs.
Okay.
It's now whatever. Let's smash out the window pane.
You have the
cream
with you.
Yeah. It's now or never. Right, that's all we can do. Sorry. Copyright. That, however, I think was fair use under the circumstances.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, the window does open.
Right. I'm going to grab hold of the axe.
It's a monkey.
And we're going to lower you down as much as we can. I'll lean out. Hold on and lower it over. My massive strength of 12.
Have you got a climbing skill at all?
Or just hanging on skill might help.
Is there any... There's no rope or anything in here that he uses to tie things?
No, you're not getting a chance at all. You're being dangled in.
74. No, I'm no climbing skill whatsoever.
Okay, so you try... You get a bit of the way down. You try. It's really still a bit wet. You slip and you fall and take 2 damage.
Oh, okay.
And twist your ankle
as
you land on the floor. That'll
be right.
Damn it. Cables. I'll rip out some big cables and very quickly tie them to a bench.
There's
or something.
Bass ring on the door now as you grab a cable.
Right.
Tie it on.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get out the window and hang over and lower myself as far as I can up with one hand.
Yeah.
And then drop and roll. Okay. Possibly shouting, "Get out of the way, honey," before I do that.
That's not really a climb, Jim. I think that'd be like a dex times 2.
I would, maybe times 3. I mean, it's.
No, why would
But that's less than my climb.
That's the idea. Well, because it's a controlled drop. It's climbing down a wall.
22.
Have you made it?
By quite a way. Yes.
All right, you take 1 damage, because you've still fallen 15 feet.
I take 1 damage. That's the way you play
outside the house. There is a kind of a
put your arm around me.
So you're round the side of the house here.
Okay.
The front of the house is up here. Around there, you can hear an almighty ruckus as the beams spill into.
Have you still got the lantern?
Yeah, no. I probably dropped it.
No, it smashed when you hit the ground.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to try and. But still got my matches.
Mm. Oh, I've still got some cigarettes. Would you like one?
Oh, I've got my pipe if it comes to that. But what I meant was, if they're going to all go straight in through the front door, then as soon as they have, you hobble off in the direction of the boat, and I will go and set a fire.
The boat that no longer works.
Doesn't have to work as a boat.
Better than no boat.
There's still some food in there. We can manage for the next 3 or 4 days till the post boat arrives. And I'm going to attempt to burn this mansion down because everything in it really needs to die.
Yeah. Hang on. Excuse me.
Where's everybody
Everybody
else?
In it needs to die.
Oh, yeah, we're under the mansion. I mean,
yeah, you're clearly in the cellar.
You are scurrying down.
Everybody knows fire goes up.
Yeah.
It
Where's
goes
everybody
on
else?
The
way.
5 of us, I will just point out.
Yes. The 5 of you with the girl.
Yeah.
The Bradys, there is a bit of a delay.
Can I patch him up a bit more, or is the first day that was done all that's going to happen?
It's a medicine check, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got 2 injuries, because there's the frying pan. But
Yes, it's not really the frying pan, I'm just leaking a limb, to be fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, you run down the earthen tunnel after what seems like an age, particularly if it is an age, because Graham's like, emerge some earthen stairs that go up to a door, which is unlocked.
Mm.
Behind that, there is a six. There's a little jetty with a 6-seater motorboat tied to it.
What?
Behind that, there's a jetty with a 6-seater motorboat tied to it.
Oh no! If only there was a. If only we had somebody who was a really good sailor.
All right. Well.
I think you're requested and required, hon.
So, well, hang on though. Do we think Glenda and Alan are still in the mansion?
If they've made it out, they'll be out front.
Let's get around to the jetty.
Let's get around.
All right, yeah, yeah. They'll
try and get to our boat, surely.
Let's run to the boat.
Yeah, we can go around the coast and see if we can look for them.
Okay. Presumably we know roughly what direction we came out on, so we say, okay, we need to ride along the shoreline.
All right, so I'm going to hand my shotgun back to Lucy.
Okay.
So that I can focus on the boat.
Okay, let's have a pilot boat check, which may be the last roll of the game.
Depending how badly you roll.
It saves you more time, and they learned it. There's gas in it.
Okay.
You start it up, it's fine. You plough out into the darkness. Behind you, you notice the flames flickering on the side of the mansion as you pull up beside the wreck of the Everglades princess.
But there's still some spam in there.
Good, yeah.
You need to hop out now.
You could get the fish from the... upon which...
We're heading towards it using a fire axe as a walking stick. I'm using a fire axe.
The triumphant music swells as Gladys and Alan leap to their feet.
Fucking hell.
What?
Glenda.
Oh, I thought that was right.
You wrote the characters, for God's sake.
Way to pull the rug out at the end, GM, thanks.
Start waving their arms. It's a bit tight. The boat sinks a little bit. There's more than 60 feet.
There's a child.
Yeah, but to be fair.
And you sail off into the darkness.
And are never seen again.
And that was the first day of your hunt?
No.
Tomorrow's a spa day.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Was experimenting with neurological regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
He has done the murders to find new subjects. Unfortunately, some of the guinea pigs...
guinea pigs? As well as monkeys?
Yes, injected and dumped in the swamp were eaten by the alligators, which then were taken over by the regenerative nerve tissue, which gave them almost human-like intelligence. We will leave it to
bloody scientists
as to whether Robert manages to shake off his
case of alligatoritis,
or he has to return to the bay.
Join us next time to find out in the alligator straight razor murders of New York City.
Unpleasant for Black. You didn't see it.
Oh, that was really good, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks,
well, congratulations. I didn't manage to kill any of you.
No, I mean, you were barely tried.
You properly tried.
Oh, yeah, got very, very close.
Stand up here.
Very bad luck on that initial set of alligators.
They were actually quite sharp, but they couldn't hit.
Yeah.
The main thing is they're very slow.
Mm.
Well, thank goodness, because we were so inept.
Yes, I mean, I passed two rolls. Dex and cooking.
So we had a frying pan injury that nearly ended your career.
Yeah.
I managed to take out chunks of boat more than anything, and then I turned my attention to flooring.
Yeah.
I will say the women were more affected by far than the men. That was slightly by design. I did make the women a bit tougher.
A bit.
But mainly by the way.
D3 plus D4 punch damage, not to be sneezed at.
Yeah. That was straight out of the book.
Thank you.
Oh, indulging.